540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A sentencing date is now set for former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. She'll be sentenced July 8th after a judge rejected her request for a new trial. Prosecutors said Dugan interfered with federal agents trying to make an arrest while her defense argued the law was misapplied. A jury found her guilty of obstruction but cleared her of helping the man avoid arrest. One of the country's longest-running Juneteenth celebrations is happening today in Milwaukee. City leaders raised the Juneteenth flag at City Hall yesterday, setting the stage for the annual parade today, marking its 55th year. The two-hour event will include music, dance teams, and community groups. Organizers say the celebration reflects decades of local tradition and pride. The day also includes community partnerships, including a food donation drive connected to Summerfest. City offices in Milwaukee will be shut down today for Juneteenth. Garbage and recycling collection will be pushed back, and drop-off centers will be closed for the day. The tow lot will operate on a limited schedule, while parking rules continue to be as usual. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee religious leader is being released from immigration custody after a judge ruled his detention may not be justified. Salasa Sewer, president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, had been held since March. The court said he raised a strong claim that he may have been targeted for his speech and noted his long history of living in the U.S. without issues. Homeland Security says he does pose a concern, but the judge said he did not appear to be a danger. The leader of the Germantown School District is leaving his post at the end of the month. The school board said this week Chris Reuter has resigned from his role as district superintendent and his last day will be June 30th. Reuter had been on leave since April and the school board's announcement didn't explain why he resigned. The reason for Reuter going on leave was for a personal matter, but that too was not explained. He'd been the district superintendent since 2022. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Wisconsin DOJ is investigating an officer-involved death in Lake Tomahawk on Wednesday. Authorities say a suspect shot a gun when they went to arrest him on felony charges. One officer shot the man in return. He was pronounced dead on the scene. No one else was injured. Nearly 150 acres of fragile wetland in Door County is now protected. The Door County Land Trust recently completed the largest acquisition ever at the Kellner Fen Natural Area. The people who owned the land for the last 25 years say they wanted to make sure it was never developed and sold it at a bargain price. Ecologists say the ancient dunes tell the story of Lake Michigan's past, and the diversity of wetlands is incredibly significant. They say the land includes rare orchids and carnivorous plants that can't be replaced once they're lost. The Land Trust says the rare species habitats and forest health will be protected for generations to come. Democratic state lawmakers from Chippewa Valley hosted a thank you picnic for their volunteers last week, and now they turn their sights toward flipping the legislature. Civic Media's James Kelly has a story.
State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representatives Jody Emerson and Christian Phelps welcomed supporters at Carson Park in Eau Claire on Thursday, thanking them for the work they've done to energize local voters ahead of election season. State Representative Emerson also shared her excitement about the possibility of a Democratic trifecta in Madison next year.
We're going to be running hard this year because this is the year that we're going to make some big changes in Wisconsin. We are going to flip the assembly.
We know
we're going to flip the Senate and we're going to keep the governor's house.
Republicans Bruce Stabenow and Michael Ayala will challenge Emerson and Phelps in the state assembly races, while Michael Megadant Skinner will challenge Smith in the state Senate race. Appleton police say one person is dead after a dump truck filled with sand rolled over and crushed a car at an intersection yesterday. The crash happened around noon when a tow truck pulling a dump truck went off the road at 441 and Calumet Street, causing the dump truck to come loose and crash into a car stopped at the light. The person inside that car died at the scene. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a state-funded college grant program limited to certain racial groups must end. The justices agreed the program violates constitutional guarantees of equal treatment. Backers of the challenge call it a win for fairness, but some justices noted ongoing disparities in education for students of color. The grants, which helped hundreds of students each year, will now be discontinued. Some people that get badger care in Wisconsin may soon have to meet new work requirements or lose coverage. State officials are now preparing people for that shift. A new DHS webpage outlines the rules and offers a screening tool to help people understand their situation. The policy would require certain adults to log monthly work or training hours. The change is already drawing mixed reactions over its potential impact on access to care. A large property tax increase could be coming to Madison. That's if the Madison Metropolitan School District budget is passed for the upcoming school year, raising property taxes by more than 8%. The Wisconsin Policy Forum explained it would be the third largest increase in Madison since 1995 if passed. The district has proposed a spending plan worth more than $600 million, with the majority of money going toward employees and benefits. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers battle the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Atlanta tonight to begin a three-game weekend series against the Braves. The crew losing at home to the Guardians yesterday, 4-2. Cleveland manager Stephen Vogt.
I thought we had good at-bats. I thought we battled. You know, they've got good pitching. So I was really proud of the way we played. You know, we're just going to keep working.
The Brewers couldn't score late in the game despite bases loaded. In the seventh and eighth, reliever Grant Anderson tagged with the loss after giving up a go-ahead home run. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we had to go deep in our pen and gave up some runs there. But again, had opportunities. But it's frustrating when you have that many guys on base and don't get them in. Or I'm sure our runners in scoring position, I'm sure we weren't real successful there.
NBA speculation continues. Miami or Boston are the most likely destinations if the Milwaukee Bucks decide to trade Giannis. And another report says look for co-owner Jimmy Haslam to take over control of the team and Wes Edens to step aside. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourne. A nice way to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies with comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms possible, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. A good start to the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny, highs upper 70s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.